USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden holding a campaign rally in Philadelphia on Sunday, the event being billed a battle for the soul of the nation.
In 2 days, we can put an end to a president who says, failed to protect this nation. In 2 days, we can put an end to a presidency that fanned the flames of hate, poured gasoline on every opportunity he had all across this nation. As I said, millions of Americans have already voted. Millions more will vote in the 2 days ahead.
President Trump continuing to barnstorm the country at a frantic pace, hitting Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida on Sunday. President Trump telling folks in Iowa he's a fighter for them. The president saying farms would be destroyed and the economy would crash if Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, get into the White House. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With another named storm churning up the Caribbean Sea, the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season has become historic.
Tropical Storm Eta became the 28th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season after forming in the Central Caribbean Sea. The storm is on a course to hit the coast of Nicaragua on Tuesday after strengthening into a hurricane. Eta ties the record for the most named storms in a single hurricane season, matching 2005. The average hurricane season sees about 10 named storms, with 6 of them becoming hurricanes. With another 4 weeks to go before the official end of the season, there's still a good possibility that 2020 could see more named storms than any other year in history. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A former Democratic presidential candidate says Joe Biden's message is getting through to Americans.
Joe Biden's message of build back better is resonating. He's not saying build back to the way it used to be. He's saying we've got to come back stronger than ever.
Mayor Pete speaking there on CNN's State of the Union. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of the largest restaurant acquisitions in recent memory is taking place.
They say America runs on Dunkin', but Dunkin' is about to be run by Inspire Brands. The company, whose portfolio includes Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, and Jimmy John's, will buy Dunkin' Brands Group for $11.3 billion, including debt. It's one of the largest restaurant deals in recent history. The Wall Street Journal reported it first, with the two companies confirming in a joint press release a short time later. The deal is Inspire Brands' fourth acquisition since they were formed in 2018. It will make them the second largest U.S. restaurant chain after McDonald's. That's based off of domestic sales. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
President Trump spent some time last week in the battleground state of Nevada. The president joined hospitality expert John Taffer on his podcast to discuss his plans to address the problems facing the hospitality industry. As far as how the interview went, Taffer telling Fox News,
he loves the industry, and he had 3-4 programs that are extremely powerful. And my purpose, Brian, because none of the candidates are talking about the restaurant industry and how it's been impacted, and we've lost more jobs than any industry in the country. It was nice to see that the president had thought about it, and really more of the national media is focusing on bigger issues, but this is a big issue. This is the largest employer in America. We've been devastated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.